Speaker is Rabbi Sasha Reichman, Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva Sefer Yitzchak Yochanan, and also a long-time Talmud.
Since we're talking a little bit about, Ma'aseh Gedolim, stories of Chazal, and you know, the Chassidim's story of a Gadol is more than a Ba'alacha. I want to tell you a story about the Rav's, with me, with the, this thing that the Rav was very sharp sometimes. You know, when I went into the Rav Shia, so people told me you have to be really afraid, you have to be careful, you have to watch out. And I didn't see it. I was there months, years. Didn't see anything. People were hiding behind, the boys were hiding behind poles. So I shouldn't call them. But he's a very nice man. I didn't see what was everybody talking about. Had a Rebbe, I went to high school to RJJ, the Yaakov Yosef Yeshiva on the east side. So his name was Shasik Tzitzal. I don't know if anybody knew him here. See, he was a big Tal Chacham. So I used to go down every so often. He said, what does Rav Soloveitchik say? What does he say? He's talking about the Torahs. So he says, Reichman. He used to call me Heschel. He says, Heschel. At the Reichman Zirutamol. Did the Rav insult you amol? I say, no, he never insulted me b'chla. He says, is that the Bishnishka Talmud? After all, if I'm not Talmud, or the good ice gazelle. If you'd be a real Talmud, then he would really insult you. Your mouth is not a Talmud, so he's not curious what you're saying. But the fact is, when after the love was nifter, and then there were so many Hasbeidim, people were saying so many Hasbeidim, and then there was at the Shloshim, there was this very big Hasbid in the yeshiva, and Chaim Soloveitchik spoke, and Dr. Tversky, the spoke. And Chaim, he got up in his speech, he said, how tough, how harsh his father was, and how tough he was on him, and on the Talmidim. And I didn't understand, because I didn't see this b'chlal, this tough of love. So I was thinking, that I think of Gemara. Gemara says, you know, Ma'aseh of a tzaddik and a Rebbe Tzorach Limud has to be upgoing. The Gemara, I forgot where, the Bekim will know where it is. The Gemara compares the Chachmei Bavel with the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says that the Chachmei Bavel are very sharp to one another. We read the Gemara says sometimes they say such things about one another. After so often, the Gemara says that if someone crossed the Talmud Chacham, so he looked at him, he became a Gal Shel Atzmus. If he looked at him, he killed him. Very sharp things going on. They call one another sometimes potato heads, all kinds of things. And so the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they're very ne'inim. They speak so sweetly to one another. And the Gemara, the Bavli, has a very complimentary comment that says because of the Chachmei Shel Ani'imim, therefore their Torah is better than the Torah of Bavel. That's right, that's what the Gemara says. Interesting. Self-deprecatory comment that is critical of itself. It seems to me that apparently there are two gishayis. We see that the Raivit Lamashal is very, very sharp on the Rambam. Sometimes he says things against the Rambam which marvel al Ryan that the Rambam doesn't know what he's talking about, and sharper things. The Rambam also argues with the Rambam many times. The Rambam in Halacha, in Chumash, and big things. Shaitis of Halacha, he says the Rambam always talks about the Rambam with such tremendous respect, calls him the Rav, and Rabbeinu. I mean, he has so many Hasagas and Sefer Mitzvahs, you know, the whole big critique. Many, many, many more criticisms than the Raivit. Nevertheless, there's no sharpness there. The Ne'imus, the Ramban writes with Ne'imus. There are two gishos, there are two approaches to distance and Torah. there's an approach of a mechama, of a war, of a battle, with no holds barred. You're out for the kill. And then that's the Chochmei Babel, and that's derived with the Rambam. And then there's an approach of Safsa, and we're Chabura, we work together, we're Machadadim Zezer, like the Gemara explains, they Shammai, and people are, you got the same goals. We have differences of opinion, but we work together to get to the goal. It's working with a friendly atmosphere, a joint effort. And this is the Ramban, the way he writes about the Ramban. I believe that the Rav, it seems clearly that the Rav had two tkufas. He had an earlier tkufa before my time. It was Rav Chalap's time and earlier people, Chaim Soloveitchik's time. It was a mochamim. He was takif. He was fighting a mochama of Torah, mamish adasayf. He did not tolerate what he thought was wrong. And when in my time, the 20, 30 years I was there, it was in the Imus, it was like the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. There was only one time in all the years I was by the Rav that I saw a flash of the old Rav once. What happened was a very big Meisler. I have a friend, his name is Michal Shorkin. So Michal Shorkin said that he wants the Rav to say Torah in every yeshiva shemasechta, because Rav I told him other than Yanim too. He wants to be able to go back to the Olam. He comes from the Olam Yeshiva. He wants to be able to go back to them and show them that the Rav's Torah is better than theirs. So he definitely wants Rav to learn every yeshiva shemasechta that there was. So one masechta that the Rav never did was Yevamos. He said to me, Heshi, you have to get the Rav to learn Yevamos. How are you going to get to learn Yevamos? This yeshiva, they never learn Yevamos. They say it's too complicated because we have high school boys. High school boys don't know what's going on with Yevamos. They'll get stuck in that face for the whole year. How are you going to do it? He says, listen, we'll do it. He says, we went to the bookstore and he bought a sefer of the Kovitz Ha'aras, the Bochum Wasserman's sefer on Yevamos. He says, if we send him a Bukhanan Sefer, and he'll see Bukhanan's Kiddushin, he'll get such a kinna Seferim, and he'll have to say Shia, to show he's better than the Bukhanan. But he says to me, Heshi, it's a chutzpah to send the Rav a Sefer of another Achrin, a contemporary of his. It was a little older Bukhanan, but they were saints Kufa. Send him another person. But he says, the mazel is, and in the back of Rav Chanan's carpet service, they printed the Shadis and Shudas of the Rajba Bat Yevamos. I don't know who did this, why anyone had such a mindish enumina and making that drunkenness. He took Rav Chanan's Chidushim on Yevamos and they put it in the back, the Shadis and Shudas of the Rajba on Yevamos. Someone's malakit, and they put it together in one sefer. So he says, we'll write a letter to the Rav that we're sending you the Shilas and Shuvas Harash Ban Yevamos. So we kind of sent him this book. He wrote a letter. He signed it and I signed it. We sent him to Rebbe. Matanah just came out new. Shilas and Shuvas Harash Ban Yevamos. We sent it to Boston. A few weeks later, it was towards the end of this month. So we went over and said, Rebbe, what are we going to learn? He said, I don't even know. I'm thinking about it. So Michal says, maybe we should learn Yevamos. He says, you know what? It's a very good idea, Shorkin. We're going to do Yevamos. So we had to pick Yevamos. So we're so happy that we picked Yevamos. Then the first shiur that he gave in Yevamos, so he called it Rebbe Chanan Wasserman. He had never quoted him. I never heard him quote Rebbe Chanan Wasserman. First shiur in Yevamos in that phase, he said, Ashir, and he's close to Bochan Vassman, he says, Hashem, he can dumb her, he was a Kaddish, he died in the Holocaust. And then he gave his own Torah, different name of Bochan. And he was trying to send him to Yevamos. A few weeks later, he was saying some Shir in Yevamos, And Rabbi Ganak raised his hand, and he was stuck in love, which is something usual if you get stuck. Rabbi Nicholson told me that all the times he got stuck was just a make-believe. He wasn't really stuck. He was just giving the shiur like that. I think he was stuck because he learned everything fresh. But anyway, so he gets stuck, and Menachem raises his hand. He says, yes, Ganak, what do you have to say? He says, the Bochanan Basaman says in the Sefer, from Sitcha, says, stop, don't tell Rabbi Chanan Basaman what he says. I'm going to say what I want to say. And that was the last time that we mentioned Rabbi Chanan Basaman in this year. But Baruch Hashem, we're learning your brothers, so I was happy and Shulchan was happy. But the other boys in the shiur were very unhappy. Very unhappy. They couldn't follow, they couldn't get past the shas. The Gemara is so shvah, and then the Cheshbonis and the Taisvis, and the Rabbis talking about Rajbas and Rambam. So they did something which I don't know if it ever happened in the shiur of the Chav. They organized a petition. They wrote a petition, made a petition. They gave it to me, I should sign. I said, I'm not praying to sign such a petition. Maybe the Rebbe will have a chmanus and go to a different mesechta. And I would say 90% of the shia signed. I did not sign that petition. I don't think Rabbi Ganak signed the petition. And we had to be, I mean, Borland was there. I'm sure Borland didn't, because he was a genius in math, so he really, I enjoyed your bummers. And Hasher Shechter was there. He didn't sign the petition, but Hasher Shechter was the Chayzer. So they gave Hasher Shechter, Rabbi Shechter, the petition to give to the Rav. Mm-hmm. Hasher Shechter is an Ish coming, and he said, okay, the boys want the Rav to know. The Rav should know what the boys are thinking. So gave him the petition. The next day, that's when I saw the flash of the old Rav that I'd never seen. This is rocket. I was screaming at the top of the lungs. I was so afraid. I was afraid that the fire coming out would burn everybody in the room. I can't believe it, he says. People don't want to learn. Don't want to learn the Masechta. Where are we living? What is this? He's just goes beyond. He could not accept that such a Messias could exist, that people don't want to learn a Masechta. What? So, and then one boy got up in the middle of the tirade to walk out, and said, can I go to the bathroom? He said, sit down! You have to hear every word! He was furious. Furious. I saw the old Rav. I saw it. So, and of course after that everybody had a little bit more respect, not to give them advice what to learn. But I do blame the boys in the shiur, because they were very big, we have a very big nezik. You know, I write Rishima Shur. So I like to take from the Rav a whole Masechta. Did the whole Masechta Sukkah, and then did come out the whole Masechta Baba Kamma. It's a very big Masechta. And the Shuas come out the whole Masechta. If he wouldn't have gotten that petition, I'm sure he would have learned a second year Yevamos. And he would have learned the second half of Yevamos, which Mamas his territory. All the dinim of Chumas and Maestris and Orel. And it would have been amazing. And Bias Asurais. It would have been amazing. What a loss. A foolish petition of some boys. So he got so angry that he did 1 year Yevamos, and that was it. 1 year. You only have half of the Masechta. I'm working on it. So with this Hagadama, I'm going to finish the thought. He had two tkufas. One tkufa was Taka, Kolos, Rokim, Eish, and one tkufa was Ne'imus, was very pleasant. I want to say Pshat. What's Taka Pshat? Two dinim. The Rav is the man of two dinim. How come he had two kufas? The Teretz is, I'm going to say, Avinivus Daiti, Hashem. Everything is Bashet and Hashemayim, there's a Hashgacha. It was necessary for that kufa of Talmidim in the 40s and the 50s, those 20 years of the Rav's very sharp kifus, was a tremendous era of apokosis and kfira in America. And in Europe. Europe between the wars, where the Rav grew up. And then after the war, in America, the 30s, the 40s, and 50s, this was the heyday of reform and conservative, and intellectually, of the culture, of the people who were studying, the Jewish scholars, the Spitz scholars, whoever, and I mention names, but we have Rabbi Chalak, he knows everything, American Jewish history backwards and forwards. The heads of the seminary and the reform in Cincinnati, they were big scholars, they knew, but they were not religious. The Rav had to fight that with a fire. He had to take the boys who were so enraptured with the intellectual side, the intellect, and say, okay, we'll show you what intellect is. And intellect is very, very cold and very harsh and very rigid. You can't make a mistake. The intellect has no sympathy for anything. That's what the Rav thought. He thought fire was fire. When he came to my man, this was already post. The reform was going down and the conservatives going down. Today the reform Judaism, what is it? It's a women's religion. It's nothing. There's no men there. The conservatives, just everybody, the average age conservative shuls are today 70 plus. They don't have any young people. The dead, no one today is attracted by them. Nowadays, the last 20, 30 years, the whole thing is glazed. We need sweetness. People feel so alienated. People feel alone. People don't have families are broken. You need a Rebbe. You need a Rebbe. You need somebody you can attach yourself to give you a warmth, to give you a bias. That was the God the last 20, 30 years. He was, like you said, a sweet old man, a sweet old grandfather, he used to call him on the street. He was a sweet man, because he knew that that's what the boys needed. If he would be sharp, you know, if he would be sharp like he was in the old days, every boy would be a bashir in my time. In the old days, they liked it. He's sharp, good, so we're also sharp for Kepler. But Rabbi Chalak said, there's a bashir of geniuses in the old days. My days, I don't know if we were geniuses. We were sweet boys. We needed a home. We were fighting the street. We were fighting 42nd Street and all the attractions across the rivers, Yankee Stadium. Yeah, I need something to keep us away from Yankee Stadium. Intellect. I needed something beautiful and entertaining and wonderful. The Rav Shir is better than the Yankees. More entertaining than Mickey Mantle hitting a home run. That was the Rav Shir the last 20, 30 years. He switched from being Chachmei Babel to be Chachmei Eretz Yisrael because we needed the Ne'imus of Torah. We needed the sweetness of Torah. Okay, this is just as a takeoff from what you've heard before. But now let's get to a little piece of the Shir which in Yevamos the Rav gave. There's a famous Machloikis which we know about Akum Habar Bas Yisrael. If there's an intermarriage and a guy lives with a Jewess and have a child, what's the status of the child? So one man Gomra says, Avlad Kosher, because there's no Issa Kores, Akum Abor Bas Yisrael is at most allowed, at most it's allowed. It may not even be allowed. It's certainly not an Issa Kores. So the Vlad is Kosher because only Issa Kores create mountains. And the other man Gomra says, Akum of Bas Yisrael have lad mamza, because since the Akum and the Bas Yisrael have no Tfisas Kedushin, so whenever there's a beer without the possibility of Tfisas Kedushin, it produces mamzeus. So the Chayva Krisus is no Tfisas Kedushin, it produces mamzeus. Neither has Tfisas Kedushin, therefore the blood is not a mamza. So whenever there's no Tfisas Kedushin, the blood is a mamza. So there's one man that says Akum of Bas Yisrael have lad kosho. Another man, Dalmas, quoted in Shas a few times, Hasan Bar Bashel of Lav Mamza. There's a well-known Shitas Rashi in Kedushin and Dasam Ches. It's quoted by Tosfos. Rashi says, when the Gemara says, Akum, the man Dalmas says, Hasan Bar Bashel Yisrael, have Lav Kosher, so Rashi adds, L'cheshe Yizgaya. L'cheshe Yizgaya. When the baby will become a ger, he'll be kosher. So it's known, Shitas Rashi is that, contrary to the prevalent, the mainstream halacha, Rashi Shita is that Akum HaBor Bas Yisrael, the blood is a goy. Just like if the mother is a goya, the child is a goy. If the father is a goy, the child is also a goy. He needs a gerus. And in fact, the Baron Soloveitchik Zitzal told me that he personally is machmir. He personally is machmir in the case of an intermarriage of the father is a non-Jew and the mother is a Jewess. He requires a gerus because he was machmir for Shitas Rashi. Kivega. So there's Gedol that poskim v'choshish for the Shitas Rashi that the blood requires a gerus. This Shitas Rashi is against two gemaras. The gemara says in Yevamos daf mem hei, the gemara has a discussion in Akma bar bas Yisrael. If the vlad, can the vlad of such a marriage or such an interrelationship, if that child is pogam l'kuhuna or not, if that child can marry a kohen. Now if the child is a goy and has to have a gerus, it's a female, so we know that a gerus is a suah lakuna. So how can the gemara, if he's a Jew, so know whether, since the father is a goy and there's no yichus between a goy and a Jew, so maybe the vlad has no father, he doesn't have a pagan. So I've called Zayt, there was a bias akum, which is a bias isu shein, by tvisus kedushin, made the mother zona, so the vlad is a ben zona, is also a suah lakuna. I understand if you say that the vlad is a Jew, there could be a discussion that Jewish girl who's born from the intermarriage, if that Jewish girl is a suah lakuna or muteras lakuna. I understand the shayla. But if the child is a goya, she's a goya and she needs a geirus, and the pasha that she's a suah lakuna when she's a geirus, every geirus is a suah. I can look at a discussion in the Gemara when the child is Muteras Lakain or Pagam Lakain. This is one explicit Gemara against Rashi. Then there's another Gemara in Choyris on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara has a discussion if Akum HaBoab Bas Levi, if the Vlad is Chayiv or Potter from Pidgin Aben. Because we know that a Bas Levi, she produces a tour on the child from Pidgin Aben. What about Akum HaBoab Bas Levi? So apparently, it's not clear at all. What's the Gemara suffering here? What's Mother of Levia? So what's the discussion? Maybe the Gemara is thinking that maybe if the Akum came on her, so she loses her status as a Levia somehow. But the Gemara says like this. Avada the Gemara says, the child is Pata from Pidgin Aben. The mother is a Levia. The child is of the Akum HaBoab Bas Levi. The child is Pata from Pidgin Aben. Because Noam HaBoar Laman Da'omar Ein Mizaham Minas HaVlad. Certainly, according to Man Da'omar, says we don't create any tool in the child. The child, apparently, is Jewish and a child of a Levia. So a mother is a Levia and there's no tool. So Avada is Pata from Pidgin Aben. Even the man d'omah says there's a psul in the blood, lady posel mikri, the child is called a lady posel. Since he's a lady posel, he's also part of the pitching of that. What's that lady posel? So l'chayra just a posel chat, l'chayra means the man d'omah says that Acham Bas Yisrael HaVlad Mamzer. So this child will be a Levi Mamzer. The father was a guy, so he doesn't have a yichus of a father. His mother's a Levia. So you see from the Gemara anyway that a woman who's a Levia has a yichus of Levi. So she makes the child a Levi. But he could be a Mamzer. He could be a Mamzer. So it's a Levi Mamzer. It's part of the condition of Ben. And the other man, who says, Achma Batzel of Lab Kosher, Ein Zamin is of Lab. So about that the baby is a plain Levi. There's nothing wrong with him. His mother's a Levia. No, the father's a guy. It doesn't count. The child is a lady, so it's a lot of punishment in the bed. Anyway, both Manda Omim and the Gemara Mechayrus is befeirish that the child Mechayrus is a lady. How does Rashi say in Kedushin Dav Sam Meches and Gedol HaPoskim Achoshish for such a Rashi that the child is a guy, he needs a guy, a gil. The Gemara is saying he's part of a pigeon of Ben. There's no chmiss of pigeon of Ben, not goyim. The baby is a guy, there's no shayla of pigeon of Ben. There's no shayla of a guy marrying a kohen, the other Gemara. This is the problem. The Rav has a very interesting mahalach here. There's a Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus has a Mishnah in the Achas HaMadei that says, Avo Mechusrei Kapara. That there are four people who are Mechusrei Kapara. They have to bring a carbon in order to be, to eat kachin. A Zav, a Zava, a Yoledes, a Metzora. These people are Tamei, even though they go through the purification cycle. At the, nevertheless, at the end of the day, they have to bring a carbon. Without the carbon, they still have a certain level of Tumah. And the Mechusrei Kapara, they're also Bekachin. Then the Gemara says, that's the Mishnah. Then the Gemara brings down that a ger Shemizgayim, he has to have Mila, Tvila, and he has to bring a carbon of ger, because I was saying that when Nichnas Lebris, by Har Sinai, they had Mila, and they had Zemai Chayi, and they had Tvila, and they brought a carbon. Moshe Rabbeinu had a dam, it was a Zerik dam, it was a carbon of gerus. So every ger has to bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, a ger also, before it brings the carbon, is also the kachim. So why would he not mention in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, as follows, Ki tani nidam the mishrei lemechel b'kachim. Ger, ki kamaisi carbon, lachshuei nashe lemeil b'kachim. The Mishnah lists the four people who need kabbonos in order to eat kachim to complete the tara. The ger is not a problem of being Tomei at all. He was Magaya. He needs the carbon. The Gemara's lashon is Lachshuei Nafshei V'Meyal B'Kol, to give him a hechsher to enter the congregation of Israel. So, what does the Gemara mean? So, if without any mafashim, you read the Gemara, you say the Gemara means a pashtazah. That the Mechusrei Kapara, they got involved with this din of carbon because they were Tomei. The Ger is a different problem. He's a Goyus, Magaius, so the Torah is Machayim him after the Milan Tzilah, the being a carbon. And the carbon happens to also help him eat Kachin. But it's nothing to do with Tumah and Tahara. That's why he's not in the list. But the Gemara's Lashon is very, very perplexing, because the Gemara has a very strong Lashon. Ger, Chamaisi, carbon. Lachshuei nafshei lemeyal b'kol, to be machshir himself to enter the congregation. So Rashi there in Krisus says a tremendous chiddush. He says that a ger who didn't bring his korban is also lover b'kol. He can't marry a Jewish girl. So it's like the law of loyavim mamzav b'kal Hashem, loyavim moni ma'avi daimi mitzi b'kal Hashem. So a ger, without the carbon ger, is us the love of a call. Mamas takes the words of the Gemara literally. The Rambam never said such a halacha, that a ger without the carbon is us. He doesn't say, oh, Hilchas is Surei Bia. He has a few talking about the halachas of gerus. He never said there that a ger without a carbon is us the love of a call. The Rambam quotes this Gemara in Paragat Mechus HaKapara. And there he writes like this, Ger shemol v'tova, v'adayim v'heidi kabanoi, af al pi shuhu osa lecho v'kotshim, at shiyodim kabanoi, eina memuchutzei kapol. She kabanoi, ikvoi liyois ger gomo, v'liyois kechol kesheri Yisrael, u'mepnei ze eina echo v'kotshim, shadayim loinasa kesheri Yisrael, v'cheven shiyavi kabanoi v'ya osa Yisrael kosher, echo v'kotshim. So the Rambam is a lot of very mayrach here. He could have just said, a ger is also left of a kachin. He's mayrach, a lot of words. He emphasizes again and again, the Rambam, that this carbon has nothing to do with the regular halacha of Mechusrei Kapara. This carbon, he says, is ma'akev liyois ger gomor. It's ma'akev in the completion of the gerus to be kachol k'sheri Yisrael. The Rambam saying a very deep, long shavar. that the Geirus itself needs the carbon for Hashlama. It's not that he did Nilu Tefillah as a Geir, and then a separate Chiyuv carbon. No. The carbon is Mashlam the Geirus. There's a Chsan in his Kedushas Yisrael. He lacks Kedushas Yisrael without his carbon. And what is the Geir? The Geir, the Halacha, the Chidat Kachin. He can't call Orel, the Necha. They assume not to give Kachin to a guy. So, guy owns the carbon oil, but he doesn't need carbon oil. So that issue applies to the Geir without the carbon. He lacks the full Geirus, he lacks Kedushas Yisrael. And Rashi's sheet is a Zelbazah. No, Rashi's much more than that. Rashi's sheet is that he lacks so much Kedushas Yisrael, he can't even be a Nechnas Lakol. He can't marry a Jewess. He's like, he's a son, Kedushas Yisrael. Being a Geir to marry a Jew, a Geir without a carbon, is like a Goy. That sheet is Rashi. So you have a Chiddush. That there's such a thing, both according to the Rambam, who spells it out black and white, B'negei Tachilas Kachin, and Rashi, B'negei to be a Bekol, that a Ger with B'zman Beis Amigdash Oyakayim, when there was a Beis Amigdash and you had to bring a carbon, the Gerus needed Kabbalas. Without the carbon, there's a Chson in the Hashlam of the Gerus. Then the Gemara in Priestess asked, what about the Zman Hazeh? We don't have Kabbalas. Well, says that the Dura Seichem, that without the base of Mikdash, the Torah basically revamped Geirus and came on new halacha that there's a Geirus of Nimu Tefillah and there's no Chsar, it's a complete Kedushas Yisrael. But with Mana Bayis, there's a Chsar, he lacks Kedushas Yisrael. That's why it's good to Gemara's Lashon. Maisa Kabin Lachshuei Nashi Lemeel Bekol, to become part of Am Yisrael. Now, but if even a Chiddush take a din, in the Sheet of Mukabeth is there in Krisus, the Sheet of Bing Zan, that a Ger is not a bias, did not bring a carbon, and this Ger was, is, like Rashi says, is us a lovable call. He's not allowed to marry a regular Jewish girl. If he does have a relationship with a Jewish girl, Pasla Lakuna, he makes a Pasla Lakayan like an Atama Bol Vashishkoel, Nestelis Lakuna. Atkadeka, he's so much of a guy. This Ger, without the carbon, that if he's a Baal Bas Yisrael, the Shita says, if I can ask him on Baal Bas Yisrael, she becomes a Zayna, she's Pasal Lekum. So Mela, we could say like this, that when Rashi says in Kedushin that ask him on Baal Bas Yisrael, have lad kosher. So Rashi, Chishay is Gaya. You have to have a gateless. Meanwhile, the sugya say that the baby is a Jew. The baby, the mother's talking about pigeon on bed, the mother's talking about if it's a girl, can she marry a kind? He is a Jew. Rashi doesn't mean that if the Atma of all Bas Yisrael, the Zlan is a complete guy. Rashi means, like the Gab is not a bias. Without a carbon, Rashi says over there that without a carbon, there's an Issa vehicle called. There's a concept of a Ger who has Kedushas Yisrael, his Mechuvan Mitzvah, his Mechuvan Shabbos, and his post-eat Matz and Moro, but he doesn't to marry a Jewess because he lacks the full Kedushas Yisrael, which is brought about by Havas HaKorban. The same way about Akum HaBor Bas Yisrael, the flat is a Jew, but the Nageya Bia Bekol, he's a God. And the Nageya to that, he needs a Gerus. And that's what, and so Mamela, however, Pidin Aben, the Maitre is a Jew. Maybe there is a Chiyuv of Pidin Aben as such a baby. There is a Chiyuv of Pidin Aben, the mother is a Levia. So that's what Gemara says, the discussion whether, how you consider the blood, a Ben Levi, a child of a Levia, the Achma Bor Bas Levia. Then the Gishael of, if the baby is a Jewess, and then she needs a Giyuv. Once you magaya her, is she possible to claim? Because she's not a full Giyaris, a regular Giyaris, a rabbi's also to claim. But this is a baby who was born Jewish. No, she lacks some Kedushas Yisrael, but Nageya be a Bekol, so maybe that's not called a full Zayla, but Nageya to a claim. That's so we understand the Sugyas. The Rav made a very interesting comparison in this, which I want to just to this last little point, this not just a little point. There's a machlokes in the Gemara and Shabbos about a baby, a ger, who's Megaya. He was another model. He was another model. So how are you going to do the gerus? So one man number said, good, so he doesn't need the bris milah. He goes to the mikvah. And the other man number says, no, he has to make a tofas damzus. So there's a meridik ran. The ran brings down in the name of the rach that such a ger, he doesn't have an olah, because either he was not a mol, or they did a bris milah on him when he was a guy, so the night he came to the Magayar, he doesn't have an olah. So the ran brings down the name of the rach. Then he goes to the mikveh, becomes a Jew, but it's also lover b'kol. He can't marry because he didn't do bris milah, and he can't do bris milah because there's nothing to do. But he says if he doesn't listen to us and he marries a Jew and they have a baby, that baby is with the lover b'kol. He doesn't have to worry about what the father has a problem, because the baby is born a regular Jew. The father is a Jew. So what's Takat Shat in this? It's a very shver Ben Chananel, but that's what Ben Chananel said. So you see from Ben Chananel that since there's a halacha that a normal gerus has to have tvila, mila, and tvila, this particular ger cannot do a bris mila because he's a nalad mol, or he had a mila when he was a guy. So there's a chsarim in his gerus. Even though the gerus is chal, but also my love b'kol. Where does Rabbeinu Chananel get such an idea? Apparently, he gets it from the pshat of Rashi in Krisus, that Rashi said that Bezman Abayis, a ger who did milu tefillah and didn't bring the korban, which is mechuyev to bring, is also love b'kol. Now the pshat is this: the chiyuv korban basically is a chiyuv mitzvah. Not like milu tefillah. Milu tefillah is something you do to the goof of the ger. That's the etzemais geus. V'arayel adar seichem. The man is there, we don't need the carbon. And the gerus is complete. So the etzemais geus, which is the goof of shel ger, is what? The milu and the tefillah. But the man abayis is the chiyuv carbon. That chiyuv carbon is not the goof of shel ger. It's not the mais geus itself. It's a chiyuv ger, but when there's a chiyuv ger to do something mitzvah, so it's mishapech. It turns into a ma'akev in the chalois of the gerus, the negel of biyavukol. In other words, the mice of gerus is complete. He did milu tefillah, but because he has a chiyuv ger to bring a carbon, so he's not being Makai mitzvah's gerus, it's the base of English is here, and he's not bringing the carbon. So the chalois, maybe you would say like Rabbi Lander said, the matir, lover, b'kol, there's a ma'ake, because of the chesaron, kim and the mitzvah of gerus, to bring a carbon ger, so Rashi sheet is, that's ma'ake, either a chalois kedushas Yisrael, in the Gavra, Vinagela be a Bakal, or it's a son in the Heptal of a Bakal. He can't be a Bar Bakal. Now, the fact that the Shita Mukbetza says that if he's a Bar Bas Yisrael, he makes a Pasul, you see it's a son in the Etzem Kushas Yisrael Shaloi. That because there's a Ma'akev of Mitzvah, that Ma'akev of Mitzvah becomes a Ma'akev in the Etzem Chalois Geirus itself, that there's a Mixas Goyis. He has a mix of goyis in his goof. If it's a bar bas Yisrael, he makes a pasul like Atma bas Yisrael. The Rishonim would disagree with the Rishita and say that if it's a bar bas Yisrael, it's not a goy, but he's still asked about the b'kol. Because they hold that the ma'akim and be a b'kol. There's no hetzah, but the God himself is mamish fully Jewish. So, but Rabbeinu Chananel, he says in a parallel way, if this goy had Mila before, he was not a mole, he had a Mila as a guy, And now he becomes a ger only with tefillah. That's all he can do. He doesn't have anything else to do. So the Ben Hanano says that since he wasn't the kind of mitzvah gerus, so whenever, and there's a chiyuv gerus to do a milah, and he can't do a proper milah, so therefore there's a ma'akev in the bi'ah b'kol. There's a ma'akev in the bi'ah b'kol. He cannot come into the Kol Yisrael. However, the child can be a bar b'kol, because the child doesn't have the chayv as gerus. The child himself is not a ger. The father is a ger. So he has a chiyuv mitzvah to do a milah. Milah is not just a ma'aseh gerus, but it's a chiyuv mitzvah gerus, just like the korban. So the Rambam in Hilchus Milah, he says, a ger chayiv lomul tchila. The Rambam brings down that the milah of a ger is not just a ma'aseh gerus, but it's also a mitzvah gerus. He brings it down not just nisurei biyah, but a ger to the halacha of what is gerus, but in Hilchus Milah, he says, "Hager chayiv lo mutchila." Has a mitzvah mila. So the mitzvah mila, which the ger has, like the mitzvah carbon of a ger, is not habayis, is a ma'akev and bi'ah b'kol. Ma'ashein came the child of this ger. The Rebbe Chanano, the child doesn't have the mitzvah gerus. The child was not a magayah. The child was born Jewish. The child doesn't have a mitzvah mila. My male is no ma'akev. His kushas yisrael is complete, and the child is mutter love of b'kol. This was the Rosh Shir, so I just wanted to share a little bit of you, and we should be zeicha to learn from the Meisim of the Rav and the Torah of the Rav, and continue to have Simcha Tzarega.